Log Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded then forget. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, tonight I'ma flex, Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'ma 40 in a tech, Tryna duck my ex, then what's coming next, I just wanna flex, yeah. Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, I just wanna flex, yeah.
Told him I was gonna be something. That broke shit made me sick. Big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga. I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish. Ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga. Nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bag, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping. Plotting on the come up, we was scheming. Now I hit the stage and they scream. I was trying to cope through them hard times, for them max bills I was fiending. Got a bad bitch, honey skin tone, pretty long hair, she believes. Trying to tell you, girl, I can love you, I'm a cold-hearted little demon. Dysfunctional, I can't show affection, might bug up for no reason. Really, you don't even gotta be here, I done got so used to people leaving. You was riding for me, then you switched up, now it's fuck you and I mean it. Couple situations left me traumatized, now I say less cause I'm speechless. If my brother needed, then I got him and the whole gang know I'm bleeding. Trying to wake up from them nightmares, devil in my ear while I'm dreaming. In my past life, did some bad things, I know karma trying to get even. Trying to get away from all that drama, hopped in the Benz and I'm speeding. Told him I was gonna be something, that broke shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bag, I'm just gonna keep dumping. behind me, I'ma press the gas. I'm just gon' keep stomping. I'm just gon' keep stomping.
Who can try stealing my formula? These niggas corny, these niggas can't come on my corner. Only one do what I want them. I made the gas in that bitch every day like a carnival. Bought her a pedestal for me cause she wanted one. These niggas nothing like me, I ain't one of one. Set the bill at 400, I pay the fun. You ain't scaring no one with no gun in this bitch. Everybody go dumb in this bitch. Niggas holding they mama. Bitch in the hood like Obama and shit. Presidential shit, no telling who win it. Ask around, I bet they tell you we win it. Different foreign cars, ain't none of them rent it. 100 million cash, I'm coming to get it. All in Cali, but my mind in the trenches. I advise the boy to play his position. Run it up and show love to my city. Never leave them, I'm bringing them with me. Keep it glizzy, it's going in with me. I can't let them get me. No type of bullshit, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'ma go hard till I'm 40 or 50. Niggas be talking, but they never do shit. So if it ain't money, I don't
tell
even
tell them I was gon' be something. That broke shit made me sick. Big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga. I was lost in them streets running. Then I hit Rodeo just to get stylish. Ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga. Nobody ever gave me none. Flex is so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bagged, I'm just gon' keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gon' keep stumping. I'm just gon' keep stumping.
Smirk.
Big brr.
Jerry Productions.
On the way, you get some back for me, shit. Shit. You gotta get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's throwing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. If a nigga killer ain't dead, you should wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post RP, and Reezy in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Got two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door lock and stop. I like getting on feet, box the cop. We get up close, doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Two faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood. I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodgers, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch with up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
Nope.
He was dissing on my cousin, now his ass all in that wood, huh?
Book his ass, I wish he would come.
D-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock, I wish he would run.
His ass playing, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy.
Who shicey, that's my dog. But boy, you know I'm really shy.
My nigga.
You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dying.
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's throwing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch,
I get it lit, I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block.
She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. She like my dance moves. Guess I'm a man, she come to a fan, now we making fast moves. Looking for love, but it never lasts, I guess it's casual. Hands in my pants, she looking for bands, it's something that's brand new. So to watch what that bad do, cause it can get litty when I'm in my city. You know it's my phone, you play me loud. I need a bitty to show me some titties, the real definition of hanging out. Maybe some kitty cause I'm really pretty, but I know you shout when the gang around. Ain't got no time to just hang around, fucking or fighting, we bang it out. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
I bought a bitch for the thrill. I fuck bitches on me and not a rep for bills. I get it poppin' by all in the means. I hold up my wrist, that's a vending machine. Ain't having issues looking fettuccine. You fucking King Pluto, you get what you dreamin'. My foot, my talk, got me splashing codeine. Talk about your wardrobe, you fucking the king. Came out the bottle like 400 juvies. Put a switch on it and go make a movie. Trippin' on AC, I'm totally polluted. Bitches on bitches, they done my recruitin'. Hoes, they goin' both ways. They get it poppin' on good medication. Diamonds on me, Bobby Brown. Diamond be dancing on me, Young Jay. I put them Rolex diamonds on my trigger finger. Walk on down, leave a nigga the cold. I put a finish spur on a cha-cha. Had to turn up another nigga hoe. And she do whatever a nigga say. I'm controlling my bitch without using a remote. I done came from the bottom, I started with nothing to go out and give me a drink. I had a special new army, started the trenches. These bitches gon' do what I say. Talk about my shit, you know damn well I'm lit. I've been fucking these thotties, I'm loaded and rich. Came up from nothing. You know these racks, all these gold digging bitches. I sit in the smoke, tell a nigga on fire and kill all the witnesses.
I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit, I get it hot, just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
That girl got you too excited. That money had you too excited. Them cars had you way out your character. That jewelry got you way out your character. Them girls got you way out your character. The swing got you way out of character. The floor got you way out of character. I showed you love, now you way out of character. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you were tough, I should've known you.
I should've known you would cross me. Because I'm on and I'm saucy. And I'm gone and you salty. Steam coming from your head like a coffee. My reality is better than your dreams, nigga. My whole pussy hole is wetter than your dreams, nigga. My whole leg spread wider than your wings, nigga. Put your head in a microwave thing, nigga. You out of character, slime, you out of character. And me, I'm out of patience, sick and tired like malaria. These hoes like mosquitoes, these niggas trying to be hoes. What happened to that boy? And I ain't pushing Tito. Super, where the cup at? I'm working on my comeback. Girl, I'm with, got much class, but she got a dumbass. I keep a money bag, a drug bag, and a gun bag. These niggas ain't even shining, making the sun mad. Rappers in my lunch bag, me and Future have a food fight. Bedroom full of new dice, old green and new white. That's old money, that's new coke, that's young money. That's 2-4/7-3-6-5, that's cash money. I'm like, who-oh, who-oh, who-oh.
I should've known you were cross to me.
Yeah,
I should've known you were cross to me.
I
should've known you were cross to me.
I tell him adios.
I should've known you were cross to me.
I'm on my patio.
I should've known you were cross to me.
Thinking about Hollywood.
I should've known you were cross to me.
I tell him adios.
I should've known you were cross to me.
Yeah.
I should've known you were cross to me. I was looking in your eyes, you ain't built like that.
Built like
you ain't built like that.
I should've known
you were crazy.
I should've known you were crazy.
They say I ain't a rapper, I'm a trapper. I be with the robbers and the killers and the kidnappers. I'll fuck your bitch in your crib, watch the kids out for still. Fuck a bitch, fuck the ring, motherfucker pal. I don't, I should've known she ain't really love me. I should've known she just wanted to fuck me. I fucked up, don't judge me. I got this money and I ain't turn it down. This money turn your life up or bring your family down. Some of the closest niggas to me now come around. Cause some of the closest niggas to me, I gun them down. Real. I should've known you were cross me. I'm from the hood, it wouldn't help me. Go hard until they off me.
I should've known you were cross me. I should've known you were cross me.
Pull up, love.
Where you at?
I'm around the way, I'm waiting on you. Pull up.
Alright, I'm coming.
I should've known you were close to me. I should've known you were close to me. I should've known you were close to me. I got some niggas that was there, they ain't no longer there. I don't care, I don't cry about it. And I'm barely getting sleep anyway. I should've known you were close to me.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. How everyone doing? I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me quickly and easily. I'm so happy and grateful that perfect health flows to me quickly and easily. Peace, peace, peace. Let me just set up the Instagram live, Facebook live, Instagram, Facebook, and what's the other one? YouTube. Yeah. Now, last week when I was on, I forgot to turn off the video. The video say 3 hours, but I wasn't on no 3 hours, man. I apologize. I went to the cigar bar and smoked a stick. I wasn't even around when that happened. Crazy. But I ain't gonna do that today. All these programs is switching up, changing things. It takes longer to get on. But it's all good. All right, I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube and on Facebook. All of y'all waiting for y'all's orders for Naturals Omegas, it's on its way. It's coming soon. It's a little delayed. She burnt her hand, so it's a little delayed. But I assure you, it's on its way. Sorry for the delay. We'll get to you and get you that order extremely as soon as possible. So be patient. Thank you. All right, we're on Instagram too. So what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about trust and unsworn affidavits and breach of contract tonight, right? A lot of y'all don't know the power of affidavits and don't know how to do your affidavits correctly. So I want to make sure the newbies know what they're doing with these affidavits, because we're about to put out a bunch of affidavits, especially for the Tenderoni. The Tenderoni 19, C19, y'all should know what that is. Just think about it. Roni, C19, all right? The Tenderoni. I don't say the proper name because YouTube be bugging. Took one of my videos down because of that. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah, we're going to be talking about affidavits, unsworn, breach of contract, and trust. And it's really, we're going to talk about the proper construction and uses of affidavits and what the court considers valid considerations for affidavits, what the things that have to have in it. A lot of y'all are doing affidavits, but y'all really ain't doing them correctly. And I mean, if you buy my templates, automatically it's going to be correct. But we're talking about when you have to do an affidavit where maybe I don't have a template for whatever you need to do. Like, two people hit me up and wanted to, they want a divorce. And it's done through affidavits. It's done through affidavits. So, you know what I mean? We're going to go through this real nice. And big up to Solar Child for sending it to me. So here we go. Someone had asked me, I have a trust controlling my LLC. It's a single managing member of the LLC. Any books or resources that you know of that speaks of this and how to operate it? You're going to go to the Wise Trustee Handbook. It's going to show you how to operate a trust. The trust operates the same way. Think of your trust as the manager. Now, you better have someone else that is the trustee for this, or your trust ain't going to work with that LLC. They're going to pierce it. But a trust is your manager, and it does all the jobs, whatever you needed to do for your LLC, depending on what type of LLC it is. So if it's McDonald's, the manager would control who gets on the schedule, who works certain schedules, certain shifts, make sure the shit is ordered, the food is ordered, so make sure the shake machine works and all that. That's what the manager do. So your trust would have to have an actual representative to go in there and do that for it. And that's with every business. The trust would be the manager, a.k.a. owner of it. All right? Hope that answers your question. Okay, Bizzle. All right, so let me get to this case. Now, remember, today is Monday, so I teach a lesson. I'm going to answer some questions, but not very many. All right, the holding of this case is called Nishu Iwa American Corp versus Klein. Let me put it in the chat so y'all can read along with me and study it, you know, if you want to later. All right, there it is in the chat for y'all to study it and get to it. And Solar Child said you don't have to rush. He hope you feel better. She said thank you. She thinks she's going to get the orders out tomorrow, though. The holding that a technically deficient affidavit submitted in opposition to summary judgment must be discarded as summary judgment proof because it was not sworn under penalty of perjury and the declarant did not declare her statements to be true or correct. See, you got to go over penalties of perjury and oath for affidavit to be effective. You're swearing to it. You're swearing to it in front of all men and God himself, right? Because all law was built off of religion. That's where the laws originated from. So they take seriousness to you saying that I'm not lying in front of God. Now, here's the opinion. It says May 31st, 1988. The opinion on denial of rehearing July 5th, 1988. Howard R. Birchbach and Martin Soko, New York City for R. Subnaro Klein and Franksburg Import Export. Yeah, these are Jews. This is a Jewish case, man, for sure. And it says, Paul E. Gavin, Catherine J., St. John, Dallas, Texas, for plaintiff appealee, appeals from United States District Court of Southern District of Texas before Polk's King Smith Circuit Judge. Now, Jerry E. Smith, Circuit Judge, in this appeal from the final judgment incorporating a partial summary judgment of the issues and liability appellants, Rukmin Sakorina Klein and Frankfurt Import Export LTD contend that the court below abused its discretion in not restating their pleadings stricken by the state court prior to removal of this case. Appellants also assert, contrary to finding below, that the evidence in the record is competent to raise issue of material fact precluding summary judgment. Reaffirm. That was a fancy legalese way of saying y'all was supposed to let me reiterate my affidavit, do it over, and then y'all was supposed to make a ruling on it. So that's why I'm in the appeals court. That's what that said. Appellant Rukmini Saruku Klein was the sole owner of the appellant Frankenberg Import Export LTD, Frankenberg, Kansas. The Kansas corporation registered in Mexico as a middleman supplier of steel products to the country. In December 1978, Petrolis Mexicanos, PEMEX, accepted Klein's bid to supply PEMEX with some 93,000 meters of steel oil field pipe. And in March 1979, Ford, the Frankenberg, Kansas, of purchase order, hereafter the PEMEX purchase order, requested various types of quantities of pipe for which PEMEX was willing to pay approximately $5.2 million. To obtain assistance in locating a manufacturer of pipe for resale to PEMEX, Klein entered into the agreement with Austin Oilfield Supply Co. Austin is the principals, Richard Neal, Cliff Douglas, and Bud Franklin, the Austin Group. Under this agreement, the Austin and Klein each became 50% owners of Frankenberg Import Export LT Limited. Frankenberg Cayman, a Cayman Island corporation formed in to locate a supplier to fill the PEMEX purchase order. In February 1980, after PEMEX agreed to a price increase consistent with the world market prices, negotiations between Austin Group and representatives, the appealee Niso Iwan American Co. resulted in a sale confirmation agreement according to which Niso contracted to sell 92,000 meters of pipe to Frankenberg Cayman, approximately $5.6 million. This agreement was made contingent on the direct payment arrangement that would be consummated between PEMEX and the Bank of Tokyo, where Niso was a customer. In June 1980, a direct payment arrangement was finalized between Niso, PEMEX, and Richard Neal on behalf of Frankenberg Cayman. This is called lockbox agreement, provided that PEMEX would issue a $5.6 million company check made payable to Frankenberg and Cayman's order and send it to the lockbox in New York under the control of the Bank of Tokyo Trust Company. In the meantime, Klein sent a letter to the Bank of Tokyo Trust Company authorizing it to collect PEMEX check and to credit its proceeds to Niso's account. She also executed an assignment and security agreement on behalf of Frankenberg, Kansas, granting Niso a security interest in monies she might receive from PEMEX pursuant to PEMEX purchase order. This security agreement further provided she would receive such payments as a trustee for Niso, delivery in immediate thereafter without commingling. Throughout June 1980, Niso shipped the pipe to Veracruz and delivered the original bills of lading and other shipping. Open it. My throat gets dry when I'm reading and talking. I'll be needing the water. I should have had it beside me already. All right, where was the security agreement? Further provided that she would receive such payment as trustee for Nishio and deliver it immediately thereafter without commingling. Throughout June 1980, Nishio shipped the pipe to Veracruz and delivered the original bills of lading and other shipping documents to Frankenberg and Kaiman. These documents were forwarded to PMIX on June 26 before PMIX could issue the check. However, without the knowledge of Niso, Klein sent the letter to the Houston office of PMIX instructing PMIX to make the check payable to Frankenberg in Kansas and to hold it for her to pick up personally. She also demanded possession of the shipping documents representing the title of the pipe. PMIX responded that it was bound under the lockbox agreement to send the check to New York and could not do otherwise without first receiving joint instructions from Nisos and Frankenberg Kaiman. Klein thereupon insisted that the original PMIX purchase order had been issued in Frankenberg, Kansas, making her company its sole owner. PMIX capitulated on August 7, 1980, in the check of $5,584,392.04 was issued payable to Frankenberg, Kansas, and the shipping documents were placed at Klein's disposal. On August 8, Klein went to PMIX Houston office, took possession of the documents in exchange for them for the check. She deposited the Frankenberg's account and Chase Manhattan Bank in New York and promptly withdrew the proceeds. Approximately $1.5 million she later spent as her personal funds, and the rest she secreted in a as of yet undisclosed Linson or Swiss bank. This lawsuit ensued in January 1981. Niso filed its petition in Texas State District Court alleging counts against Klein for breach of contract, fraud, and misappropriation of trust funds. The significance of the aspect of this state court's proceeding for purposes of this appeal is the state's judge, December 7, 1981, ordered striking Klein's defense and counterclaims in their entry as a sanction for abusing the discovery process. Klein twice moved the state court to reinstate her pleadings, which motions were denied. In August 1982, PMIX was impleaded as a third-party defendant and removed the case to federal court. The following month, Klein moved to amend, i.e. reinstate her pleadings, before the court could rule on the motion. Niso moved for partial summary judgment on the grounds that proposed reinstatement of Klein's defenses. Niso argued, among other things, that Klein had incurred liability for the amount of the check proceeds under both the sale confirmation and the security agreements. In reply, Klein's response to Niso's motion, Niso's objected to Klein's affidavit, the linchpin of her summary judgment proof, as unsworn. In October 1983, the court granted Niso's motion for the breach, and in written order dated July 5, 1984, declared that the rationale and the reasons stated in the plaintiff's moving papers. Meanwhile, Klein's motion to file an amended answer was postponed and enabled the parties to rebrief the issue, and the motions were subsequently denied on December 1, 1983. The case then proceeded to trial on the issue of damages resulting in the money judgment for Niso. Now, see, first of all, that chick was a thief anyway. And secondly, she did not do a proper affidavit swearing to the truth of it. I think she didn't do it because she was concerned about perjury. But let's read on. The remaining parties had settled prior to trial. Niso agreed to dismiss his claims against Franklin Neal, Wallen, and Douglas Ashton International, Inc. Ashton Oilfield Supply, Inc. agreed to entry of judgment against them in favor of Niso. In the final judgment on July 24, 1987, the court awarded Niso against Klein, Frankenberg, Kansas, Frankenberg, Cayman, and the two Ashton companies $5,584,392.04 in actual damages, $535,000 in attorney fees, and $4,703,080.24 in prejudgment interest, for a total of $10,822,472.28, plus post-judgment interest. Only Klein and Frankenberg, Kansas, filed the instant appeal from the final judgment below. So just like I said, they had to get that money back or give the product, one or the other, for sure. In its brief, Niso correctly points out that the appellants cannot secure a reversal in the case unless we determine that the district court abused its discretion in not permitting appellants to reinstate their defenses, and two, that such defenses, if reinstated, raised issues of material fact precluding summary judgment. Since we now hold that the district court did not abuse its discretion and the appellant's summary judgment proof is incompetent, we affirm the judgment of the district court without reaching the merit of appellant's defense. One issue raised in this appeal is whether any difference is owed to an interlocutory state court order once a case has been removed to federal court. In determining not to permit appellants to reinstate their stricken pleadings, the district court deferred to the state court's imposition of such sanction as being supported by the record. Additionally, the district court considered itself bound to do so by the spirit of the letter or both, 28 U.S.C. 1450. And the Supreme Court's interpretation therein is Granny Goose Foods, Inc. versus Brotherhood and Tea Masters, 415 U.S. 423.94s.ct.11113.39, you know, the case law, whatever, 1974. Language in the Germany Goose Food opinion figuring promptly in the district court analysis states that the section 1450 was designed to ensure that interlocutory orders entered into by the state that protect the various rights of the parties will not lapse upon removal. The question here, however, is not whether the order will lapse during the transition from state to federal court, but rather whether its origin in the state court set it apart from the interlocutory order of a federal court may decide to reconsider. For reasons stated below, we declined to read to Section 1450 imposing comity restraints and thus agreed that Klein that Granny Goose Foods mandates no predetermined level of difference which federal court must observe in reconsidering the interlocutory state order. However, we do accept Klein's conclusion that the federal court abuses its discretion whether, as was done below, it permits the state order to stand on the basis of the record developed by the state. Interlocutory state orders are kept in force upon removal of the case in federal court by 28 U.S.C. 1450. Whenever any action is removed from a state court in discretion of the hold on, let me start that over. Whenever any action is removed from the state court to the district court of the United States, all injunction orders and other proceedings had in such action shall remain in full force and effect until dissolved or modified by the district court. So they're saying that if you had an injunction, a stay or anything, you move it up to a federal court, it's still enforced until the federal court decides on the case. So all of y'all who are doing removals, that's why you never do the removal after the state already gave you an order and you lost. You got to do it before you lose, because it's going to stand when it goes to federal court. It's going to stand. You're going to lose. Like, for instance, a foreclosure. The state foreclosed on you. You take it up to federal court. They already foreclosed on you. They're going to kick it out. Right? Now, I know that from experience. I've done those cases. Now, in the Granny Goose Foods and Supreme Court interpreted Section 1450 to give interlocutory state orders no greater force and effect than they would have attained had the case remained in the state court. Rather, by ensuring these orders do not lapse upon removal, the statute facilitates the federal court taking up the case where the state court left off. The federal court accepts the case in its current posture as though everything was done in the state court had it been done in the federal court. In the end, judicial economy is served by eliminating the need for duplicative proceedings in federal court. Accordingly, whereas the present case in the state court's ruling is purely interlocutory, it remains subject to reconsideration just as it had been prior to removal. Had the cause remained in the state court, the power of reconsider would have been in that court. But when the removal was made, the power passed with the cause to the district court. On the other hand, it is well established that the state court order becomes federalized insofar as the federal rather than the state procedure governs the manner of the enforcement as well as applies whenever the policy justification might support its continuance. To the extent of the state court order requires the parties to act and refrain from acting in a manner of inconsistent with the federal procedure requirements, the district court must accommodate the order to federal law. Now, it's really long. But the issue at hand was the fact that when they did their affidavits and their answers wasn't sworn to. So they didn't recognize the actual affidavit. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to open up the call lines and let's discuss this. Discuss affidavits, please, because I want to make sure y'all know what to do, how to do it, and make sure y'all doing it right. So I'm going to call a 253-476. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Listen, 6 years ago, we learned from you 28 U.S. Code 1746 Declarations mm-hmm. on the Penalties of Perjury. We learned from you the Nota Jurat. All of the information is true and correct. We've been following that for 6 years.
Absolutely. See, y'all got a big lead on all the newbies. The newbies don't know it.
I know.
Done this lesson before, and I was good at it, because at the time I was only really teaching y'all court procedures, because you know what my saying is, all roads lead to court. And that's what you're having with the Tenderoni C-19. All roads lead to court. Y'all are going to have to go to court to stop that shit. And I'm going to do a webinar to show y'all how to do it, but y'all better have the foundations of affidavits down to make it work for you.
Right. Yeah, on the last part of that, it says, I declare under the penalty of perjury, under the laws of the de jure United States of America, the Republic, that the foregoing is true and correct pursuant to 28 U.S. 1746 and executed without the United States. And
without
I add on the United States.
And you know that's us, all to be private. We're always doing everything without the United States Corporation.
Right. We add a little bit to that further. We add, and without the District of Columbia.
Facts.
Definitely.
See, and these are the things you newbies need to do. I can't count how many times I've seen y'all's injunctions. I've seen all your affidavits, and they don't have the proper oath on it.
Right.
The giraffe and all that. And then they'd be like, yo, well, my injunction didn't work. No, it didn't. You didn't swear to it. It wasn't supposed to work.
Right. They'll learn. We're not worried about it. They're just listening to you.
And we're going to help them.
Yeah, most definitely. But anyway, Jonah, I have a quick question.
I cannot remember
what you, the way that you handled something when they sent a little flyer in the mail about jury duty. I can't remember that part of the Constitution that you used to rebut that.
Oh, shit. Me neither. My thoughts are so far from that right now. But it was something you can definitely deny. I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
I caught that mad years ago. I wish I had a computer brain. I don't.
Don't worry about it. I think I know how to do it, really.
Okay.
I think I got it down, Pat.
All right.
Definitely. I appreciate it. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace to God. All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. I'm so happy and grateful for the large sums of monies and victories that flow to us all quickly and easily. Ashe.
Ashe.
Yo, this is the basis of Kennedy versus Pagliaro, because there's no fact and evidence.
It's the basis of every case. Every case is won by a preponderance of evidence. So if you don't know how to do the affidavits correctly, you put in no evidence. Now, the other part of winning cases is you have to put the law in the case. And that's when I taught y'all judicial notice and how to put the Constitution and the other laws that's already been agreed upon into the case.
Yes.
These are the things, these are what you call foundational. And this is why people lose cases.
Yes, yes. And they will use that shit against you. And
Absolutely. People
should use it against attorneys, too, because attorneys never swore oaths. Rarely
well,
do they ever
the
swear
thing.
Oaths to their documents.
The attorney was the one who did the affidavit for it, and that's why it had no sworn declaration on it. This is the reason why when y'all are public, y'all get attorneys and they do all shit, you always lose because you can't put in affidavits. You can't do anything according to how real law is done because the attorney's doing it for you. So he can't do an affidavit for you.
Right.
These are the things.
Right, right.
All who go get attorneys for your case know that you can't win because you're not putting evidence in. Even let's say you do an affidavit on what happened and you got proof of the things that happened, you still have to put in an affidavit, swear by it, and then show the evidence as attachments to that affidavit. This is why y'all never win. I want y'all to really understand this. In other words, the affidavits are the evidence. Now,
yes, that
if
is absolutely
one
true.
Can put in another affidavit, you win. You win because fictions can't do affidavits because the lawyers can't do affidavits. And it's a corporation.
Yeah.
A corporation can't write nothing itself and swear by it. This is why it's so important. And this is why they don't want you to realize the power of an affidavit and how to do it.
Yes. And it's like you got to it's mixed all throughout the rules of civic procedure and evidence. And you got to bring it all together, like the limitation
right.
of time to respond, like 21 days to respond for any
mm-hmm.
type of pleading. Like you got to put all that into that or else they're probably stupid about it.
I love the fact
that you're bringing this up.
Thank you. I'm not saying that the other teachers don't tell you to do affidavits. They do. But what good is telling me to do an affidavit if I don't know what it is? I don't know the importance of it. I don't know how
right.
to do it. What's it going to do for me?
Right.
I do. How many times I've seen people's paperwork and there's no jurat on it.
Mm.
Sworn under penalties of perjury. Listen, man. Let me tell y'all this. Newbies, hear me. Always put a jurat on your paperwork and swear by a penalty all the paperwork. Then you can't go wrong.
Yes. Yes. That's the bread and butter.
You do all of it.
Yep. Yep. So along the same line of the subject matter, so
mm-hmm.
this might not be newbie related, but I can't help but notice the jurisdiction of the court and the fact that they were doing international commerce. So
yes.
since our
now, I
want to
point this out.
Okay.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I want to point this out while
please,
it's on my
please
mind.
Do. Please do.
Did y'all notice when they do international business, they had to put it in trust?
Yes.
Did y'all notice that? Did y'all notice
yes.
that the trust was over the corporations? Did y'all notice it was the trustee of the trust that stole
mm-hmm.
the money? Because the
mm-hmm.
trustee owns whatever's in the trust. They didn't write the trust indenture for that trustee correct and handcuffed
mm-hmm.
her. They didn't handcuff
yep.
her as the trustee
yep.
correct. So they didn't do
yep.
their trust, their declaration correct for her.
And I was thinking about that as you was reading it. I was thinking about that. I'm like, Jonah, you're a cold motherfucker, man. You got the trust protector and shit just for situations like this. And I couldn't help but just see that blatantly. And this is the question that I was going to ask. Since ours is not going...
I'm sorry, one time again, I'm so sorry. Someone said,
okay.
in the passport webinar, you said not to put it on the injunction. You said, I said, do not sign the goddamn what's the name, on the passport. First of all, you're already confused because you're confusing the passport process with the injunction. Every injunction has the jurat on it, and it says without the United States. It's called the unsworn declaration. You need to go back and study a little more to understand what I was saying, because you thought I was saying something else that I wasn't saying. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me get to the point then. So the jurisdiction of the court, ours is within the equity jurisdiction, or
yeah.
There's,
well,
that's
why they put it. This is why they wrapped that trust around them corporations so that they could go into the proper court if something went wrong.
Right.
And
right.
it did.
But the thing is, with the same clause of it moving outside of the United States. So, do you think, like with our situation, what will be the location it will move outside of? Is that the equity courts?
Yeah, it's the equity court. Some states call it equity court. Some states call it a chancery. You know, it depends on what the state constitution says, but yeah.
Okay. So could they have done that in this situation?
Well, it was no need. Because, see, what I want y'all to realize is It's, when you say the court, it's not the court, is your paperwork.
That's true.
It's not the building. So what makes you go into chancery court or equity court is the way you styled the paperwork in the beginning.
Okay.
And it's called a bill of equity, right? But most people start the paperwork and do it styled as a at-law court. So that's the jurisdiction they put you in because that's what you asked for through the paperwork.
Gotcha.
You
gotcha.
Must
gotcha.
Know the rules of how to get yourself an equity court because you are the court. You're doing the court yourself. The paperwork is the court. Right? Now, for all you newbies, y'all can go back in the archives right here at Blog Talk Radio. It's in this year's history where I went in on equity court and how to do a bill of equity. I did about
three
shows in the archives everywhere, but it's there. And it's a hard-ass read. It's a hard-ass read. Equity books are very hard to read. The way they write that legalese is crazy. So you're going to definitely
have to go
back and find the show to understand what the hell it says and how to do it.
That's true. That's
but
facts.
If you That's don't style your paperwork correctly, you're not going in that court. It doesn't matter if you're in federal court or state court. Because if you do the paperwork as a bill of equity correctly, you're going to be in equity court.
Yo, and I heard last week the brother trying to, well, he is doing it.
I'm working with him right now.
They're trying to run away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like that they, even they don't really fully understand it because they've been so lax with at law.
No one's doing it.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
Let
right.
me take it back. They do understand it, but they only understand it for what y'all call small claims court. Small claims court is an equity court, but people don't know it because they're calling it small claims, right?
What?
And that's why.
Wait, hold on. What?
That's why they put the money. Stoppage on it. You can't go above a 10K. Certain amount because y'all would take everyone into Smalls Claims and beat their ass and win. You should have known that because Smalls Claims Court, you can't have what? Lawyers in there.
Lawyer. Oh, my God. That's true. That is true. That is true. Yo, that's wild.
So they do know the rules, but they be fronting.
You know the
rules on some short money shit, but when it comes to big money, all of a sudden now you don't understand the rules. That's game.
Right. Sheesh.
That's anything to try to stop you from doing what you're doing. That's what that is. Listen, man, these people are liars and they are slick. And this is why we got to study this shit 2-3 times a week. This is why I do 2 shows so we could discuss all the bullshit that they do to us to try to stop us from getting remedied. These niggas are snakes.
Keep on doing what you do, man. Keep on teaching, yo. We appreciate you because we need you.
Appreciate you too.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. It ain't like y'all got other shit. Y'all definitely got other shit y'all could be doing. So for y'all to tune in and learn some shit with me, read case laws, read laws and all that shit and learn it to use against the system, I appreciate it. I appreciate it fully. All right, I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace, God. What's going on? Hey, I'm over bugging up. Oh my God, that fight! Yeah, you hit him with that uppercut, man. You hit him with that Mike Tyson uppercut. The last thing you said when we were talking about the bill of complaint, you straight up said, "Yo, the equity you got chancery courts like Mississippi, Delaware, places like that, but then you got equity courts. You know, that's the same thing, one way or another." But when you said small claims court, Jonah, that's exactly who I dealt with. And I know those people down there. Oh, my God. You know what? They didn't know what was going on. But when that hierarchy came and brought the stuff down to them directly, they told them what to do and what to file it as for its code.
That's what the equity courts are small claims courts, and they try to be, well, only you know about it. Only a few people ever do equity cases, right? So they try to work to you like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. Bullshit. Bullshit. Y'all do it every day. But now that it doesn't have a price cap on it, it doesn't have a price cap on it, all of a sudden you don't know what you're doing?
Exactly.
Do the same shit you do for the little money.
Yeah.
You feel me?
This stuff is, they are really, really, really good at keeping things well kept.
They're looking at you
because
like,
who would imagine small claims court?
They looking at you and they shocked, like, how does this nigga know how to do this? Who the fuck is he?
Exactly. I'm telling you, I got
where he studying from? That's how they come. They looking at you like, oh, shit, they're waking up. What the fuck?
Jonah? Exactly. Look, they was, you know, it's so evasive. Everything here, you know, with the law and stuff like that, we know it's so evasive. But that, when you're talking about equity, I hear attorneys talking about how do you get to equity court. But here it is, if no one knows, Jonah knows. So that's mad respect. When you just said that right there, it's like I noticed that while I was there. I'm like, why are they communicating with me? I'm like, they got a cap on the amount of, you know, all courts, divisions got caps on the amount.
$7,000, small claim, because they don't want y'all getting real remedy because the rules down there work totally different than at law court. Motherfuckers got to go in there and swear. This is why you can't have lawyers there, because you got to swear up under an oath down there.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Yeah.
Big
so
fact.
Lawyers can't do that.
Big fact. Yeah, you got to represent yourself.
Exactly.
No, you look. I'm gonna let the call go. I'm gonna say that right there. Like I said, I'm over here. Like, dude, what don't Jonah know? I came. One more thing. I also came across. I was reading something, some information about this. I always ask you, okay. Well, like for us, Malachi Z. Yorkin, where do we actually, what do we actually classify that as? Where do we come from? You know, exactly, you know, because I always do my research on spirituality and just the truth from my ancestors. And I came across something, exactly what you said at one of your seminars. In the end, after we kept going, you know, back and forth about a few things, you said dark matter.
Mm-hmm.
Again, right here. And Thoth stated that.
Even the scientists today, they'll tell you everything came from plasma, which is another name of saying dark matter.
Didn't know that.
And the gases goes from nothing, and it ain't nothing. It's just that the particles are so fucking small that they'll say it's nothing there, but it is something there.
Exactly.
And then they coalesce and make more. What they call more complex, but it's not more complex. They come together and make a compound gas, and boom, y'all call that materialization. It's becoming more of a solid. Now, with that being said, that's what we are. We are them same gas as solid, and he always taught us we were nine ether. We are
and
all that. Because we got more gases in our body than everyone else. Most of these people got six ether.
It showed the different classifications. So talk about it. Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
they'll tell you today, you black people got a bunch of junk DNA. You ain't got junk DNA. Mm-hmm. Niggas, they found some of y'all 12-strand DNA, 15.
DNA.
They thought 12 was the end. They find niggas with 15 strands.
Yeah, they don't like freaking like
so
that
nigga's
like
DNA
that.
Is definitely that of the Nunukis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting
mm-hmm.
to coalesce and come together, that DNA, and it's starting to restructure, right? And they're so scared
mm-hmm.
of it. That's why they're in your hoods trying to get y'all to get that vaccination.
Bad. They don't know
they're
what
trying to
they
stop
know
y'all from doing what your DNA is setting up to do. See, because the sons, and I know by now a lot of y'all done seen it
three
on social media. It's multiple sons out there, and people are showing you that shit. But I told y'all that mm-hmm. mad years ago. Yeah. Anyway, the multiple sons is changing your DNA back to what it was, and they're trying to stop it by putting artificial shit in you to shut it down. So it's
mm-hmm.
mad important that you melanated people don't get no vax.
Exactly. They don't want us to live longer. That's one thing. That's one very important thing.
Oh, you're not. You,
when those
hand
caps come back.
Do that. But they've always done that, mess with the food and put shit in our neighborhoods, to, you know, to give us high blood pressure, to give us sugar diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's only certain things that take us up out of here.
Exactly. With those two main things.
And they concentrate.
Salt and sugar.
Look, that fluoride is in the water, not for them. It's in the water to stop y'all.
Mm-hmm. Big facts. I appreciate it.
It is what it is.
I appreciate
God.
It. Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 917-832. Peace to the God. Peace.
That's me. Peace, God. Peace.
That's
Yo,
you.
John,
that's you.
That
peace,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's me, man. I sent you that thing over the weekend, Bat. Forgive me, God. I'm going through some shit right now. But you answered a lot of my questions regarding, you know, especially doing this divorce. Like I was telling you before, I ain't seen my son in 9 months, B.
Right.
Baby mom's on some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no orders against me, nothing like that, but she keep
right.
my child away from me. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
she called the police on me last time my son was here.
What I to tell you is it's hard.
What's up?
I can get you a divorce, but I can't get you custody. I can't, you know, custody is within the 14th Amendment realm.
I ain't no 14th Amendment citizen, man. She is. I'm
and
not.
That, what I'm saying is to get custody of a child, either you got to go through the mother and y'all just do it without the courts, right?
Amicably.
But,
right.
yeah. But if y'all can't do it that way, you got to put yourself in a 14th Amendment position and go into court.
So going in there, right? Going in
mm-hmm.
there, I'm going in my DBA doing business as, right? On the paperwork.
You're still going to be under the rules of the 14th Amendment, and it's you that has to submit to that to be in the court.
So just submit all evidence that I have in regards to her being delinquent as a
yeah.
mom and everything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
and
let me tell you this. I didn't see niggas have proof this bitch is a crackhead, and the state still gave the children to them, and then
yeah.
they found out oh
yeah.
she really was a crackhead, and they take the kids from her and don't want to give it to the father. Yo, the whole key to this shit is breaking up the black family, the melanated family,
right?
The boys.
Let me say this, Mona, and I understand
you
exactly
most
what you mean by that.
Person. The Moorish man is the most dangerous person to their plans. This is why they're saying y'all are all toxic and trying to eliminate y'all out of everything. All you got to do is go read, what was them fucking people, Black Lives Matter. They write you out of the whole shit. They say Black Lives Matter, but not the black person, not the black man's life.
That's the black man, exactly. The head of this shit. You understand what I'm saying? That's exactly what I mean. I understand exactly what you mean. I'm all for brothers and sisters, man. If your relationship could work, you know what I'm saying, just like you're saying the good word, if at all possible you can make it work, make it work. Joan, I'm telling you, my hand to God on my mother dead in the grave, man. I done did all humanly possible to make amends. But you see, some
right.
people are just born to the devil, B, and that's just a fact. They just born to the devil.
You
understand?
Understand?
They don't want no good. They don't want no good thing.
Women are emotional. You know that, right? Their whole makeup is emotions, right? So society works on their emotions ever since they was kids on what they see as right and wrong. So a lot of times a woman can't even see that she's being unfair because she's dealing with the emotions. Now, we see it right away because we're dealing with the logic, because that's who men are, right?
Right.
And boom, that's the issue. So by the time she recognized what out of her emotions and it was wrong, it's too late.
She's going to be finished. She's going to be finished.
You know?
She's going to be finished.
It's unfortunate.
It is, man, because I'm seeing how my son is suffering, man. And I'm dealing with this lame-ass court in Passaic County, New Jersey, man. It's some birds, man. It's some birds for real. But in terms of filling out that affidavit, when I do the paperwork, put that affidavit with it.
Yeah.
And submit it into the case.
All your paperwork is going to be affidavits.
So I don't fill out none of their paperwork.
You might.
Yeah, because they tell me.
They will only accept if it's their shit. But I'll switch it to my purpose. All
right. So I go under their forms and rules or whatever, and I put my affidavit with it and all supporting evidence or whatever have you. You know what I mean? And I go through the motion again because, like I said, it's not about, you know, her. It's not about me. It's for the sake of my son, my future, my posterity.
What's
you know what I'm saying? And, right, and she's fucking it up. She's fucking it up royally, bro. Royally.
I
got a fucking inheritance, nigga. I know I'm a millionaire. I know I'm a billionaire. She don't want to accept that. That's fine. They don't want to accept that. That's fine. But you ain't going to make that decision for my son and his future because you might not.
How can
not
they accept that when they don't know? You know?
Yeah, man. She know, and you know what I'm saying? So they know. She's doing it purposely. We passed that point of emotion. She's doing it purposely,
you
and
know,
it's damaging my son.
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. She want revenge. That's her emotion. She want revenge. Now, here's the thing. If you know she want revenge, act like she got it. Trick her to make her think she got it. Trick her to make her feel like you've been defeated when you haven't begun the fight. At the end of the day, it's just swallowing your pride to get what's best for the kid.
That's right, man. I'm being
either you're going to have to do that, or either you're going to have to go hardcore with it. When I was young, I went hardcore with it. I wouldn't do that no more. Hardcore with it is, nigga, I act like I don't want the nigga. I act like I didn't want the nigga. I act like, nah, I'm chilling with my girl. Fuck that kid. I'll make a new one. I was hardcore with it, but it took a while, but in the end, I got my kid. I got my junior. He loved me to death. We great.
That's
you're going to have to come up with a plan and decide which plan you're going to do and work the plan. It's no
Thank
easy.
Thank you, beloved. Peace. You know,
It's
right.
No
I'm sorry. Right. Peace to the missus, man. I hope you heal up, Miss Bay. Grace and peace.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Now, for all y'all who don't know, you know, I got a junior. My son, he Jonah Jr., and he 30 years old. You know, when she gave me the kid? When he was a bully, not listening to her, damn near fighting her, and the nigga was bigger than me. Sent him to me after all that time. After you fucked him up, send them to me. And, you know, I handled it as a man, yo. And, you know, we did get in a fight. I had to beat his ass with some, I told him, you use your bare fist. I got on boxing gloves and let's do it. Because you're going to respect me in my house. And that's what I had to do. And he said, man, it taught him a lesson in his whole life. And, you know, he has my granddaughter. And he understands everything now. He's a man now. He understands what I had to go through as a man and all. And I help him through this stuff now because he's married now. You know what I mean? So you got to be prepared to do the long haul too. It ain't over even if you wasn't able to have them and raise them when they were young. If you are a real daddy, you can raise them even while they're grown. You can teach them even while they're grown, you know? So that's what's up. All right, so I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 407-668. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Mighty Jonah Vey, man. How you feeling, God?
I'm feeling wonderful, man. What up?
What's good? What's good, G? What's good, man? I'm here, man. I'm tuning into the show, man. I love what you're dropping,
man,
every time.
I haven't heard from you in so long, man. But, you know, you
I'm
check
here,
in
man.
On the social media shit, so it's all good.
You know, peace, God. I wanted to ask you, Jonah, you was talking about Africa. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you was talking about affidavits, right? And mm-hmm. I got a brother. He had a child support situation, right? And you gave us that APA, right? At you gave us that template for the APA, right? So mm-hmm. he did a contract maybe years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, right? But they started just taking money out of his account, right, for years. Then they stopped and told him to give them money, right? And he was like, nah. So then they was like, okay, if you don't initiate the giving us money, then we're going to suspend your license. So then he put in the APA on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, put it in the case.
Nope.
And now with the circuit court, the way it worked, like Superior Court of Georgia is the circuit court here.
Yes.
They say you could file it, but we're not going to put a record number because that ain't our court. I don't know how they do that, but you appeal to the real court because in Florida, they say the APA is not constitutional in the codes, in the statutes of the state, along
mm-hmm.
with what you gave us. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So what I was – go ahead, John.
No, I'm just agreeing.
Okay. What I was saying now – for him, they wrote him now another letter saying, okay, we're going to suspend it on this date from the highway safety or whatever. Now, they didn't respond back to him.
The issue is a license mm-hmm. is in the realm of the APA because it's the realm of the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the issue he's having. In all actuality, he's mixing public and private. He wants private rights, but he wants the public
mm-hmm.
to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying
so it's really no way, if he wants the public to acknowledge it, it's really no way to get that done. Like me, remember, they took my license for that
mm-hmm.
same child, my oldest, and
mm-hmm.
that's when I created the injunction and all that. And I've been traveling ever since privately. And when I could stop, I don't have nothing public, and I'm good, but I suppose he can't.
No, I understand that.
He can't do that. He needs it for his job or something.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
No, listen, you're right. You're right because you know a lot of people ain't spiritually like you said, Jonah. You came for the leaders of leaders, man.
Yes.
And it's a lot
yes.
of people that's. Oh, when I fuck up, help me with this real quick. But then I'm gonna go back in the public. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mentally,
and
they're not even
work
there.
That way. I told
you
the biggest rule is don't be mixing public with private. Most of the time it gets you fucked
mm-hmm.
up. It gets you jammed up.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. Would he still do – he tried to do the child support injunction. He did it
mm-hmm.
maybe a year or two ago, sent everything under religious, but he sent it to the wrong court, right? He sent it to their court, which is not a real court, right? So now this is like a year and a half later – and now they're telling him to pay. So he was going to redo that whole paperwork with the child support injunction and file it with them. Now, if they keep going forward, would he have to start a case against them? Or
no.
How would he proceed?
See, here's the thing. He keeps going
mm-hmm.
forward. What's going to happen is they're going to bring him into court. And he's going to
yep.
study his ass off, know what he's talking about, stick to what his affidavit said, and stand
yep.
on it. They cannot make him be a sinner to God.
For sure.
Child support,
yep,
especially
yep.
child support enforcement, is under the law. It's 666.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, the Bible says kids must honor their father and mother. It did not say mother and father got to honor kids. You don't owe your kids shit.
That's-
says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's so
that's all
for the Lord.
So look, all he has to do is stick to those principles, and plus
for sure.
Get the year of the Bible, where Congress mm-hmm. said that the Bible is the word of God and ought and needs to be followed. Right?
So you're right on
while
point.
He's quoting, he's 100%, that becomes law because of what he's quoting out of the Bible. It goes against my religion. Mm-hmm. You can't make me do it.
Yeah, I use that for herb case.
Was created. I'm talking about states, but even the federal.
Mm-hmm.
Was created mm-hmm. to protect your rights to what? Religion.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
what? Personal liberties. Y'all got to use it. That's mm-hmm. why y'all got to know how to do the affidavits and all that. You know what I mean? And
now,
do
Jonah,
it to make it powerful.
You so powerful, God, because the shit that they running with the, you know, what you call it, the Roni, the tenderoni.
Yeah.
They out in Australia gathering up children by the thousands and jabbing them, dog, without their parents, man.
I
crazy
heard.
Shit, man. But definitely listen to what you're talking about.
I would have to say, if they did that here, I would have to tell y'all, look at what y'all did. Y'all got them in public schools, enrolled under all those applications.
Yep.
That gives them the rights.
Yep. You're right.
My 9-year-old ain't in school that way.
Mm-hmm.
Be home.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's
no
always
doubt, no
when
doubt.
You mix the public with the private, it becomes a problem.
Because right. it's their trust, as we said. It's their trust, and you're trying to
exactly.
put rules on
and
their trust.
Just like this case tonight, if it's their trust, the trustee can do what they want because the trustee
yep.
owns the property. Now, you in a trust where you ain't never even seen the trust indenture, the declaration
mm-hmm.
of trust. So that trustee got all the power. They
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have no limitations.
Nope.
When
yeah,
you're
they don't
in
own it alone.
The public, when you're in their trust. That's the thing.
Jonah, man, you nailed it, man. I'm free as a bird. I did everything that I needed to do. You know, we got the accounts open. I want to ask you one last thing on the account. I put both of my trusts, you know how they got a successor trustee. They asked
mm-hmm.
for on the account. I put both of my trustees, one as the main one, and the successor would be my other
mm-hmm.
trustee.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. No, no doubt, man. I hope
all
I
right,
gave people
God.
Some game or something. Please, God.
So someone asked me, what do I use for ID when I get pulled over? I don't know how many times I said it. I'm going to keep on saying it. And I know I'm going to keep on getting asked that because there's so many newbies. It's a treaty. The treaty, I forget the name of the treaty, but there's an IDP, International Driving Permit. And all nations agreed to accept this document, driving document. The only thing that's required is that you have a accompanying ID with it from a foreign place. So I have a private foreign license. It's foreign. It looks foreign. It, you know what I mean? And it's the Geneva Act that's up under the International Driving Permit. And the International Driving Permit, I hand that to them. But at the fact that I'm on an injunction, even if I don't have that, and sometimes I don't have my ID on me, they pull me with the injunction. I show them a bank card, and they run it, and I'm still straight. But anyone who needs the IDP, I'll email me in my email, jonahbay@gmail.com, and I'll give you the information on where to get the IDP. If you need a private foreign driver's license with it, hit me in the email again, and I'll forward it to someone who can hook you up with that ID, all right? Anyway, I appreciate y'all. I thought it was a great fucking show. I hope y'all did too. Our time is up. I even ran longer. I did an hour and a half tonight. You know what I mean? But I hope y'all enjoy. I see y'all again Wednesday. Peace to the gods. We out of here.